Okay, we're starting here on the top of Samach Chumad Aleph for the two dots. Where it says, Natan Shemen Al Shi'aram, which is from the Mishnah, it's the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Natan Al Shemen Pasla Levona Yukatena. Natan Shemen Al Shi'areha, you put Shemen on the remainder. Eino Aver Belo Taseh. Natan Kli Agabe Kli Lo Pasla. So Gemara seems to be discussing, or seemingly is discussing this issue. So it says, Tan Rabbanan Lo Yasim Velo Yitain. The Pasuk that in Vayikra Hei, by the Minchat Choteh, it says, "Im lo tasig yado l'shtei torim, o l'shnei bnei yona, ve'vid karbono asher chatah asirit teifas solat techatat, lo yasim aleha shemen, ve'lo yitein aleha levona ki chatat hi." The Gemara here is quoting the two verbs, which is lo yasim ve'lo yitein. Lo yasim is for the shemen, and lo yitein is for the levona. So in that it says, "Tan rabbanan lo yasim lo yitein yachol b'shnei kohanim." I would think you need two kohanim to be in violation. So right now we'll learn it like Rashi learns it, which means that you would have to have each verb requires a separate kohen to be in violation of it. You only lo yasim one coin and lo yitain is another coin. Yochol b'shnei kohanim talmud lomar aleha bigufa shel mincha katuv medaber. And the way Rashi says is that we're talking about lo yasim aleha shemen and lo yitain aleha levona. That the reference here is not to multiple people. They're not two verbs because they're multiple people, but they're both aleha. They're both in the gufa shel mincha. That means even one kohen could be over the lav or multiple lavin with the single mincha. That's the way Rashi learns it. And then the next piece is yochol lo yitain kli al gabe kli. I would think you may not be able to put a kli on top of a kli, meaning they have a mincha or the sharia mincha and a kli. Then you have shemen in another kli, and you place it on top of this kli that you'd be in violation. Then atan pasal, and that would ruin the mincha below.
It would translate it literally.
Mamashia, to place it on top of the other mincha. Tamadomar alea, begufa shel mincha katuv mitaber. You have to literally place it into the mincha in order for it to be pasul. Tosvo says, I don't understand. What type of havamin is this? And that's what he doesn't understand with Rashi. What havamin is it that you need two kohanim to be in violation? Why would you ever think you need two kohanim? Just because the Torah uses two verbs, lo yasim, lo yitain, all of a sudden now you're going to have two kohanim that are in violation? He says, doesn't understand the havamina that the Gemara have. So he gives two different explanations. The first explanation he gives, look in the Tosos Yochol b'shnei kohanim, says, Perish ha-kunchi yishlo yitchavu b'shnei lavim ha-levona v'la-shemen el-shnei kohanim. Echad notein v'chad ha-shemen, chad notein et levona, aval chad kohen lo mechayev el-chad lav v'kasha. Kehirin dichtiv yishnei lavim, lami yo yitchayev kohen echad. If you have two lavim, why is it that one kohen can't be in violation? Kamo shenayim, just like any other two. Why do you require two kohanim? It could be just as easy for one kohen to do both violations. V'nir lefareish demari b'dei minachot anasot b'shnei kohanim. The Gemara thinks that we're talking about two different minachot being done by two different kohanim. Tahachi urcha demilta. It's a very interesting Tosa. He says that's the normal way they did in the Mikdash. Why is that? You would think they brought a mincha, so they brought it. He says no, they always did multiple minachot together because of the principle of rovam hadrat melech. Therefore, you always would find two kohanim doing a mincha. The Gemara's thought here is Achi Kamar Yochol b'shtei menachot. Skip down one line there. Achi Kamar Yochol b'shtei menachot. Dafka k'tive shnei lavim shibizot natan shem nazot natan levona. That's exactly we're talking about that normal case where there are two kohanim that are bringing two menachot. One does shemen and one does levona. Dilu mincha achad came into var natan ala shemen ari psula eloi mechayev two al levona. So he says now I'll explain to you why it doesn't make sense with one kohen, because if you have one kohen and he places the shemen in already a mincha psula, when you place in the levona then you are placing levona into a mincha psula. It's like mechametz achar mechametz. Over there, we needed a ribuy to tell us that you can be mechametz achar mechametz. Without the ribuy, we would have assumed that you can't be. Once a mincha is psula, you can't go ahead and make it pasul again. It's impossible. So he says that's why the Gemara had this havamino. And therefore, the Gemara's conclusion is no, you can even do it with one coin. This even applies by one coin. One coin could be over volt lavim. So now he asks the sad kasha. If you skip there about two lines, he says the ema krov myri bishnatan shemret lovana bevatachat. Who says that you have to do it zecher zeh? And that's the problem of being a mincha psula, and you're going to try to be posel it again. He says maybe we're talking about a case where you put it in bevatacha and he's over both lavin. Take shemen and levona. Shema yev shalat tzamtzein. Can't do it exactly that way. Or inami stam kro orche bezecher zeh kamosh regilim benachot sheish bem shemen levona. Says that's not. We don't come up with these crazy cases to explain what the case of the pasuk is. In a normal case, somebody puts in shemen and then they put in levona. We're not going to say oh it's a case where you put it at both at the same exact time in order to be violation. So that's why the gemara's habamina was that it should only be by shnei kohanim. The word aleha, the ribuy of aleha, comes to teach you that even in a single mincha, you can be in violation of both of them. So that even one kohen can put in shemen and livona and be chayav. That's one explanation of Tosafot. So here we saw Rashi. This is Tosafot, and now the Rabbeinu Tam. Ten Rudam Mefaresh Yechol b'shnei kohanim. Pomar b'shnei says mikomot. Shezeh natan shemen v'zeh or shnei kohanim. B'shnei tanzeh v'zeh natan livona. V'hu adin adam Adam echad bezach hazeh. It doesn't matter. Elishum de orcha de milta. Shnei kohenim regdim lasot mishum rav amahajut melech. He just says that's orcha de milta. But it could be true by one coin as well. Vamatnitan kai de chayev al shemim b'fnei atzmo v'lovanav b'fnei atzma. Going back on the piece of the mission that says that we're talking about chayev and shemim by itself and lovanav by itself. Uvai I chayev bezach hazeh al shnehem. If you do it one after the other, not bevat achad exactly, but zech hazeh, then will you be chayev also? Afo beish and nipsala b'shemim. Even though the shemim made it pasul already, midei tahavi ach mechametz achar mechametz. So okay, then the nipsala inu chayev. Or since it's already pasul, he's not chayev. That's the exact question of the Gemara. Tamar omar alea begufa shel mincha yatsa notein shemen al levana o levana al shemen she'ein ze begufa. The Rabbeinu Tam, the answer exact opposite of everybody else. Everybody else says the guf alea begufa shel mincha teaches you yes, you're chayav even with one coin. That's what Rashi said, and the Tosafot before explained means chayav with one coin. Even if one coin puts on shemen and levana, he's going to be chayav. Now the Rabbeinu Tam says no, just the opposite. When it says gufa shel mincha, the only way you can be chayav is if you put it into the mincha itself. Well, if the shemen's already there, you can't put levana on. Put levana, you can't put shemen anymore. He says, oh, what are you going to do? You're going to say that you moved it over to the side. Or tzad acher, she'ein sham shemen, where there's no shemen. Mikom mokom, aleha mashma, she'ein klal shemen b'chol ha-mincha. Inami begufa mashma k'shira v'lo psula. Then he goes, oh, that little inami, right, the opposite way. But just like the Tosafot learned before. But here, Rabbeinu Tam offers a pshat, that gufa means literally that you can't, that you're not chayav for both. There is no mechametz achar mechametz by shemen and levana. So those are three different ways to explain this little piece of Mara here. What's interesting, both in the Rabbeinu Tam and the Tosafot, it says that they said regularly they did multiple menachot. They'd have more than one kohen doing multiple menachot for Rav Am Hajot Melech.
So we see, in general, we see that whenever they were able to split, they split to many kohen.
Right, but that's even in a single avoda. Here, they brought two menachot at the same time, so that would be Rav Am Hajot Melech. Right, you're right. By the Tamid, everybody shared in a piece, and they did the avoda together. But here, it's more than that. They bring extra menachot, or they bring menachot together, so that it will be Rav Am Hajot Melech. It's not in a single mincha that they did multiple kohenim. It's just interesting that they believe that. The other thing that's the difference between them, Rabbeinu Tam versus Rashi and the Tosafot, is Rabbeinu Tam concludes no, can't be chayav for both bezech hazeh, whereas Tosafot and the Rashi do think that you can be chayav in both bezech hazeh, even though in the end he says inami, Rabbeinu Tam, maybe it's going like the other way. Alright, so now the Mishnah. Mishnah is a similar format to what we saw on yesterday's daf, which is that it's going to have a list of menachot that have these types of features to them, which is, yesh te'unot hagasha. Some menachot require hagasha, means that you take it and touch it to the corner of the mizbeach. Ve'ein te'unot tnufa, but they do not require it to be a wave offering. Some require hagasha u'tnufa. Some of them require both, hagasha u'tnufa. Then there are others that tnufa velo hagasha, they require the wave offering, but not the touching the corner of the beach. And then there are others that don't have tnufa, below agasha, they have none of the above. The Agmar goes, ve'elu te'unot agasha ve'in te'unot tenufa. These are the list of menachot that require hagasha, touching to the corner of the mizbeach, to the southwestern corner of the mizbeach. Ve'in te'unot tenufa. They do not require a wave offering. This is the majority of menachot, which are
usually start with the both.
Who has both, but here they start with this because it has most of the menachot are in this category, which is number one, minchat solet hamachavat marcheshet chalot rukikim, which all the minchat nedavot. Minchat nedavot, there are five of them. The solet, machavat marcheshet, which are mentioned explicitly, and the chalot rikikim are the mafet tanur, which breaks down into two parts. So those are the first five, which are nidavot. Then you have minchat kohanim and minchat kohen mashiach. Those also require hagasha, no tnufa. That's seven. Then the minchat nachrim is eight. Minchat nashim is nine. And the minchat chote is ten. But these are the ten menachot that have that requirement of hagasha, not tnufa, which again is the majority of all menachot that we have. I'm pointing out ten because we'll see in the Gemara when we start that's significant. We saw this yesterday as well. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Minchat Kohanim and Minchat Kohen Mashiach ain b'hem hagasha, lefish ain b'hem kemitza. Minchat Kohanim and Minchat Kohen Mashiach do not have hagasha because they do not have a kemitza. Tosos right away jumps on and says, what do you mean? There are certain Minchat Kohanim that do have a kemitza. For instance, a Minchat Choteh. By Minchat Choteh, Rabbi Shimon himself is of the opinion that you take off the kemitza and then you makriv the kemitza and the shiarayim. It's kalil le mizbeach, like all Minchat Kohanim. But by Minchat Nedava, you don't take off any kemitza. Put everything on right away. Over here, he says, no. You take off a kmitza first of a minchat choteh, and then you put it on. According to that, according to Rabbi Shimon, the minchat kohen of minchat choteh of a kohen should have to have hagasha done to it. Yet Rabbi Shimon states over here, nothing by kohen, nothing kohen mashiach. Tosa says that this statement of Rabbi Shimon over here is a siman and not the siba. He's just giving you a way to know which do not require hagasha. He says kmitza, those aren't a kohen. Generally, the kohen mashiach do not require kmitza, therefore they don't require hagasha. But that's not the reason. The reason we'll see in the Gemara. But right now, he just say that it's a siman one, that's why you don't bring it, because it doesn't have a kmitza to it. You don't have kmitza, you don't have agasha. Again, Tosfos says it's a siman, not a siba. The indication, but not the reason. Now, Amar Papa, this is what we saw yesterday by the Mishnah. Anytime you have this type of Mishnah, eser tnan. It says 10 items. My kamashmalan. What's the kamashmalan here? Lafuke mid Rabbi Shimon. It comes to exclude the position of Rabbi Shimon. Damar. We're going to see this later in the Masechta. Mechse chalot, mechse rikikim, yavvi. Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that you can buy mincha mafet tanur. You have a choice. You can bring chalot, rikikim, or half and half. So this Mishnah comes to tell you no. Now, why does it say eser tnan? So Rashi brings tup shatim, yesterday's daf, and he says, look back yesterday, and it's the same tup shatim. Either there are 10, which we enumerated in the Mishnah, and not 11. According to Rabbi Shimon, there'd be 11, because you would also have a mixture of chalot rikikim. So the fact that the Mishnah says 10 and not 11, that's an indication not like Rabbi Shimon.
Or 10 chalots.
Right. Or the other one means 10. Each mincha comes with 10, not 5 and 5. Right, so those are the two explanations of Rashi yesterday, and he says the same thing over here. So, Nahane Mile. Where do we know this from? Where do we know the din of Hagashah, and where does it apply? So, Tatan Rabbanan. Ilu Ne'amar. So, you have the pasuk here in Vayikra, which tells us the din of Hagashah. It says it in pasuk Chet. Pasuk in Perak Bet Pasuk Chet. It says, Ve'veita et amincha, asher ye'aseh, me'ele la'ashem, v'ikriva la'kohen, v'igisha la'mizbeach. So that's the pasuk, that's the higisha la'mizbeach. That's the mitzvah of Hagasha. It's found in the parsha of Minchat Marcheshet. I'm just as a background to this. In the pasuk it says, Ve'veita, which the Gemara is going to use as a riboy, et amincha, which the Gemara will also use as a riboy, and then it says, v'ikriva, which is also a riboy. So it has three ribuyim here. And then the Gemara is going to also say that there are three mi'utim here. And that it says, me'ele is a mi'ut. V'ikriva, instead of v'ikriv, v'ikriva, the Gemara says that's another mi'ut. And instead of v'gisha, that's a third mi'ut. So you have three ribuim and three mi'utim. And that's what the Gemara is going to actually try to work on now. What is included and what is not included in Hagasha over here. It says, ve'eveta, and now they're quoting the pasuk, ve'eveta asher yaseh me'ele la'ashem. That's what they leave out, the Shita says leave out the next part of it, because they're not quoting that part of the pasuk. Ve'eveta asher yaseh me'ele la'ashem. Now, when you do that, you're skipping a word in the pasuk. Instead of saying ve'eta et amincha, asher yaseh me'ele la'ashem, you're skipping the word et amincha, and just saying, if it just said ve'eveta asher yaseh me'ele la'ashem, hayti omer ein li shaton hagasha l'komitz bilvad, because that's what goes to Hashem. Mincha minayin, how do you know that the whole mincha requires hagasha, not just the komitz? Talmud lomar mincha. That's why we have the word mincha in the pasuk. The part of the pasuk that we skip is the word mincha. Mincha choteh minayin, how do you know that mincha choteh also gets hagasha? Talmud lomar et amincha. So that's another ribuy. So those are the ribuyim here. We have a veita and et amincha. Those two ribuim tell us, et and mincha tell us that, first of all, it's the mincha, not just the komets. And number two, it's even the mincha tchoteh. So now, it says v'dinhu. Why do I need the pasuk for? I could learn to have a kava chomer by the mincha tchoteh. Why is that? Because it says, by mincha tchova v'nemer hocha mincha nedava. We have a mincha tchova, mincha nedava. Ma mincha nedava tu'una hagasha? Af mincha tchova tu'una hagasha. Just like a mincha nedava requires hagasha, then certainly a mincha tchova, like a choteh, mincha tchoteh should require hagasha. Here you're talking about a minchat nedava, and that's where it's written in the parashiyot to minchat nedava. If they require hagasha, then certainly a minchat chova should require hagasha. So Mara says, wait a minute, ma the minchat nedava shekein tuna shemen velovona, that the minchat nedava has something over a minchat choteh, which is that it gets shemen and levona. Minchat choteh is a minchat chareva. We just learned lo yasim aleha shemen v'leiten aleha levona. So now Gemara says, okay, that's not a problem because sota tochiach. If a minchat sota, which is also a minchat chareva, doesn't have shemen and still requires a hagasha. Where it says, "Ma la minchat sota shekein tuna tnufa." Minchat sota also requires tnufa. Maybe that's why it requires hagasha. But that's not true. The minchat choteh, minchat nedava tochia. That we'll learn out of minchat nedava that doesn't have the tnufa, but yet still has the hagasha. So you have now bechazer adin lo rizek or izev lo rizek or izev. The common denominator between them, atzad shaveh shebehen, does not include the chumra of sota, which is tnufa, or the chumra of the nedava, which is shemen levona. Each one offsets the other, and therefore you end up with a common denominator. Shavu kmitza, they both require kmitza. Shavu the agasha, they require agasha. Avani avi minchat chote. Shavu lehen the kmitza, to shavu lehen agasha. Just like it requires kmitza, it should require agasha. It says malatzad shavesh, and there is a common denominator between minchat nedava and minchat soda, which is not by a minchat chote. Shekain huchshiru lavo bashir ki ba'ani. The same korban is brought by a rich person and a poor person. It makes no difference. It's not right. Only one option. Tomar be minchat chote, which is part of a marechet of olev yoreid, is part of a korban that moves based on your economic ability to pay for it. That's the korban of the ani. It's not the korban of the ashir. That's why we need the pasuk. We need a riboy for it, because otherwise we would not have included it. Now here comes Rabbi Shimon Shita. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Veveita. I said before, veveita is a riboy. Veveita the rabot minchata omer lahagasha. That comes to teach you minchata omer lahagasha. How do I know that? This week's parsha b'chein omer. Veveita et omer reshit kitzurchem alakoin. So hava. That teaches you that the hava here, the riboy of hava over here, teaches you about the minchat omer that it requires hagasha.
Gilui milta.
I don't know if it's an exact gezer shava.
It doesn't say, but
to teach you what you should put in this riboy, it's an indication. That's why I'm saying the gilui milta of what you should include over here. Tosus calls it a riboy, so that's why I'm going with the term riboy. I don't think it's an exact gezer shava, because you can see in a second that the gemara uses it for something else afterwards. I don't think it's a gezer shava. Rather, veveita is a riboy. And the gilui milta of what you put into that riboy is the pasuk by the omer, which says ve'evetim. That's the gilui milta. Ve'kriva, that's the other riboy. So from ikriva, there are both minchat sota la'agasha. That comes to include a minchat sota. Before we took it for granted that a sota gets agasha, but it's not written there. How do you know that? From the riboy of ve'kriva. V'chein umer ve'kriva otai la'mizbeach. That's the ve'kriva, is the gilui milta by sota. That's what the riboy is for. So again, we said before there are three riboyim. The three riboyim now teach us about minchat chote, the minchat omer, and the minchat sota. All of them require hagasha.
Hi, we have the Mishnah, we have a list of 10. We have.
But those are, five of them are the Minchat Nidavot, so that you know already. So now he's got a three more over here. The last, which are Minchat Nashim, Nachrim, and the Kohanim and Minchat Kohen Mashiach, that they're going to argue about in a second. We'll see whether included or not included. V'cheinu Omer, we did that. Okay, V'dinu, why do you need to include Sota? It's a Kal V'chomer. Uma Minchat Chotesh Eina Tuna Tnufa Tuna Agasha. Now that we already included Minchat Chotesh from Meta Mincha, and that does not require Tnufa, but requires Agasha, Minchat Sota Shetuna Tnufa Inu Din Shetuna Agasha. And certainly it should require Hagasha. It requires Tufa, Hagasha.
Before we used it. We used it.
So now the Gemara is coming the other way and saying, okay, now that we need it for Minchat Chotah, we have a Pasuk for Minchat Chotah, let's leave out the Pasuk for Minchat Sota. Pick. Either have the Pasuk for Sota and then not need it by Chotah. That didn't work. Now we say, okay, use the Pasuk by Chotah and let's leave out the Pasuk by Sota. The Gemara says, okay, I'll learn it out of Chotah. Where you don't have Tufa, you require Hagasha. And certainly where you have Tufa, you should require Hagasha. And Udin to an Hagasha. Gemara says, no, man, the Minchat Chotah shekein b'chitin. How can you compare them? Minchat Chotah comes from wheat. Minchat Omer Tochiach. That's not a problem. We'll bring it from Minchat Omer. We'll prove that. Because Minchat Sota comes from Seorim. Comes from barley. And so does the Minchat Omer. So Mala Minchat Omer Shekein Tuna Shemen Levona. Wait, the Minchat Omer is not a Minchat Chareva. It has Shemen Levona in it. Minchat Chote Tochiach. That will prove out. So what? The Chumra of Shemen Levona by Omer, the Minchat Chote doesn't have. The Chumra of Chitin, which the Minchat Chote has, the Minchat Omer doesn't have, because it comes from barley. So now, what's the common denominator between them? Again, Mechazer Din, Lo Ezek, Lo Ezek, what's the common denominator? They require kmitza, therefore they require agasha. Just like it requires kmitza, so too it should require agasha. It says, no, there's also a chumra in the tzad ha-shaveh shebehen. There's a chumra in the common denominator. They both have to come from solet. Because by the minchat choteh, it says solet, literally. So that's solet, which is by wheat, that's fine flour. By the minchat Omer, it says gersa. So when it says me geres or gersa, that means fine barley. That's the term for geres, is the term for fine barley flour. You can bring it as flour, but it doesn't have to be fine flour. So that's a common denominator between them. That's a chumra. Maybe that's the reason they have hagasha. So Omer v'kriva. That's why I need the riboy. So those are the three riboyim of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ve'veita l'rabot minchat sota l'hagasha. This is why I don't think it's a gzer shava. He uses the word aveita to include minchat sota, not minchat omer. Chen omer ve'vi et karbana aleha. So he uses again a gilui milta that should be the riboy. Aval minchat omer lo tzricha kra. Minchat omer doesn't require a pasuk. My time. Midina gati. I can bring that from Bakam v'chomer. Man minchat chote she'ina tuna tnufa tuna agasha. Minchat omer she'tuna tnufa enu din she'tuna agasha. So again, the kav v'chomer is easy. We have minchat chote doesn't require tnufa, requires agasha. Minchat omer, which does require tnufa, certainly should get agasha. Mal minchat chote she'kem ba'ad chitin. Minchat chote has this tzad chumra, which it comes from wheat. But the minchat omer comes from barley. So what's going to be the hochacha from the other side is minchat sota tochiach. Because I already have a riboy from a pasuk for that. Mala minchat sota shekein ba levarer avon. Very interesting here. Minchat sota is a chumra because it's coming to check out, to clarify whether there was an avon here. And Rashi calls it b'shum zetz chashiva. The fact that it has the ability to determine whether there was an avon or not, it's miraculous. That gives it chashivut. It's an unbelievable thing. Now the shita b'gvetz, it takes out maskeret avon. Then it says minchat chote tochiach. And that, minchat chote tochiach, chazer adin, the chumra of birur avon and the chumra of wheat, they'll be offsetting upsetting each other because they each are chumrat will upset them, and therefore b'chazer din lori zek rei zeb lori zek rei zeb tzad shavish ben the common name to eat them is shekain shavul the kmitza v'shavul agasha. They both require kmitza. They both require agasha. Avani avim in chatomer sheshav talen b'kmitza has a kmitza sheshav talen agasha. She also have agasha.
Therefore, I don't need a pasuk.
I don't need a pasuk. That's Rabbi Yehuda. So now Omer pichad Rabbi Shimon or ma Rabbi Shimon parich. What does Rabbi Shimon do here in terms of pircha? Rabbi Shimon needed a pasuk. Says parich halchi malat zavesh sheben. There is a common area between them, which is kain mitzuyin. They're common. They're always found. The minchat choteh and the minchat sota happen, and they can happen multiple times during the year. They don't have to just happen once. Minchat omer happens once a year, no more than that. Once a year and no more.
We could say minchat omer can happen for sure.
So that's Rabbi Yehuda's answer. That's exactly Rabbi Yehuda says. No, the other way around. Adarabo hamitzuyat fei. That is for sure going to be there. Why? Hanach zimin dolo mishkach laklal. You don't have to have a minchat choteh. You don't have to have a minchat sota. They may never happen in a whole year, but a minchat omer happens at least once a year. So it depends from which perspective you're looking at. Can you have it multiple times? Yes, that's true by sota and minchat choteh. But do you have to have them? No. So which is the better side here? So that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. I focus on the side that you must have it at least once a year. That makes the minchat omer more chomor. On the other hand, by the sota and the choteh, they don't have to happen. Rabbi Shimon says the other way around. They can happen multiple times. Maybe they don't have to happen, but when they do happen, they can happen multiple times. Minchat omer is limited to one time. So now the Gemara continues. Oh, einu omer veveita. So now the Braita continues. What is the reason for this word aveta? Maybe aveta is a reboot to tell you that there's another mincha you can bring besides the five that are mentioned here. You can bring your own minchat nedava that you make up, whatever it is that you're doing. Vedinu tzibur mevi mincha minachitim chova umevi mincha minasarim chova. The tzibur has two types of minachot, one from wheat and one from barley. Minchat omer is from barley, right? All other minachot come from wheat. Af yachid, maybe the yachid should have the same option. Mevi mincha minachitim, which are all the ones that are listed here, the five that are listed are all from chitim nedava. Yevi mincha minasarim nedava. Maybe you should have the option to bring a barley mincha as a nedava, and that's what the word haveta will come to include. Tamalomar eila. Eila is a mi'ut, and therefore eila comes only eila eila. Only the five that we mentioned above, and no others. Those are only mincha nedavot, and therefore the word haveta can't come to include these. Oeinu amer eila, ela lomar, eila. It only says eila to teach you, harei alai mincha, shemevi chamishitam. Maybe I would have thought that if you say harei alai mincha stam, then I have to bring all five minachot nedava, because those are all listed here. What's the word eila come to teach you? It says tamalomar me eila. Ratza achad mevi, ratza chamishitam mevi. You can bring one or you can bring five. So that you learn out of the word eila and me eila. So the word eila teaches you that these are the only minachot nedava, and then me eila teaches you that you don't have to bring all five of them. If you take a mincha stam, you don't have to bring all five of them. You can bring one or you can bring five, whatever your options are. Those are up to you. So now Rabbi Shimon Omer. Now Gemara back to Rabbi Shimon, how he darshan the whole braita now. Shimon Omer, eta mincha, the rabot shar minachot. What is the eta mincha here for? It comes to teach you shar minachot. Kugon, minchat nachrim, minchat nashim, lahagasha. Yochol shani mirabe af shtei alechem alechem apanim. You would think that I'm going to include shtei alechem alechem apanim. Tomal Omer, me'ele. Me'ele is a mute. So he says, ma ra'ita the rabot shar minachot. Olotzi shtei alechem alechem apanim. Where did you pick? So mirabe ani shar minachot sheish mehen li ishim. Because they all have something that goes on the fire. Motzi ani shtei alechem alechem apanim sheish mehen li ishim. They have nothing that goes on the fire. It's only the bazichin or the kibse atzeret that go on the fire. But they themselves have nothing that go on the fire. So therefore I exclude them. All the other minachot din dava, or all these other minachot, they don't have a piece that goes on the fire. The komets. Hello, minchat nesachim kula li ishim. You have minchat nesachim. Everything goes on the fire there. So therefore I should have it also agasha. Yecho yeituna agasha. Tomalomar v'ikriva. Kriva is a miyut. V'ha afiktei. Didn't you already use v'ikriva? We just learned that as a reboy before. Rabbi Shimon used v'ikriva to tell us minchat sota. Where it says no v'ikriv, v'ikriva. Yes, v'ikriv is the mi reboot, and then v'ikriva is the miyut. The fact that he used v'ikriva instead. So marita l'rabot shar minachot lotzi minchat nesachim. Why would you exclude minchat nesachim? Rabbe ani shar minachot shebaot biglal atzman. They all come because of themselves, meaning that they're independent minachot. Motzi ani minchat nesachim she'en abba biglal atzman. It doesn't come on its own. It can, but it doesn't usually come on its own. It comes because of other karbanot, and therefore I exclude it. V'alo minchat kohanim minchat kohen mashiach baot biglal atzman. They come on their own. They're brought as independent minachot. Yechod yehi tu not hagasha. Remember, this is Rabbi Shimon on our mission who says kohen and kohen mashiach do not get hagasha. So I thought yechod yehi tu not hagasha. I would think they need hagasha. The pasuk says higisha. It's a miyot. Somewhere it says hamibayle the kufa. I need that to teach me that these karbanot get hagasha. That's the word hagasha. It's what teaches us the whole din of hagasha. So Gemara answers the same thing again, which is vehigish higisha. Again, the same type. That higish is the reboy to tell you that you do the din the kufa. And vehigisha is the miyot. The shita brings down the slightly different gears so here that it's the same way. Hak fikte chalazimna that you already used it once, and then the Gemara comes back and says no higish vehigisha. That same lashon that we had before. So Mara itel לרבות שער מנחות הוציא מנחת כהנים מנחת כהן משיח מרבה אני שער מנחות שיש מהן לישין ובעוד בגלול עצמן ויש מהן לכהנים so all these things ומוציא אני שתי הלחם לחפנים שאין מהן לישים ומנחת נסחים שאינה הבאה בכלל עצמה or again it could be because of the same reason because I exclude מנחת כהנים מנחת כהן משיח should also be excluded מנחת כהנים ומנחת כהן משיח שאין בהן לכהנים because nothing goes to כהנים so to מנחת נסחים nothing goes to the כהנים so that's what Tosus is pointing out מנחת כהנים would also exclude מנחת נסחים because none of that goes to the כהנים so nevertheless the Braita does in this order because that's the way they built towards that final answer Veirim so now what about the next word it's the pasuk right afterwards after Veveitim pasuk Tet says Veirim akoin min aminchat azkarata how do I know what the word Veirim means Yachol b'kli should I do it with a kli Tamalomar Veirim mimenu b'kumto in Vayikra Vav when it talks about Veirim it's more specific there in Vayikra Vav pasuk Chet it says Veirim mimenu b'kumto what's b'kumto that means with the hand of the Kohen so now they're doing some sort of gzeresha which is that just like Veirim in Perek Vav in Tav it's talking about Maharama Hamur Lahalan b'kumto is with his hand Avarama Hamur Khan also that Ram over here is Khan b'kumto is also with his komets so that's why the Veirim here means with the komets so now we have Rabbi Shimon Shita which we understand in the Mishnah he has three ribuim and three mi'utim so you have the three ribuim etta mincha is a ribuy to include even the mincha chote and they have the veita is the rabot mincha to omer and the kriva is to bring in the mincha sota and then we have the three mi'utim eile or mi'eile comes to exclude what we saw before that you don't have to bring all of them at once and number two is that I don't have to bring the lechem apanim and the shtei lechem don't require hagasha I also have the hikriva comes to exclude the minchat nisachim and I have the higisha to exclude the kohen and the kohen mashiach Tosfos over here asks what does Rabbi Yehuda what do the chamim do with this you have three ribuim and three miutim so what do they do with each of the three so he says v'igach sarich ladun ma yesh lanu lerabot u ma yesh lanu lemaet what do you have to include what do you exclude rabbanan dahacha me'ele lemute shtei lechem lechem apanim they agree with Rabbi Shimon they agree with Rabbi Shimon me'ele excludes lechem apanim shtei lechem v'hein hey the kriva lemute minchat nisachim they also agree to that because in our mission they also exclude minchat nisachim aval hey the v'igish lemute minchat kohen minchat mashiach lo darshinan that they're not dorish because they do include kohen mashiach v'lo darshinan le'hacha darshinan le'be mechil tachrite so okay here they don't darshinan but in mechilta there is a limud from it and that limud will be what they learn from it so they can agree with Rabbi Shimon on all the positions
in the Mishnah
right in the Mishnah they agree with him except for there's one limud of kohen mashiach what do they do with it either they don't believe v'igish v'igisha is a good limud they have to believe in hey because they said v'ikriva v'ikriva but not by igisha igisha is the gufa and they don't use it or you go to the mechilta the mechilta has another limud from that hey over there and they're ma'ayit something else in the mechilta but they won't be ma'ayit kohen kohen mashiach and therefore they have kohen kohen mashiach included in the list of items that require hagasha okay we'll stop over here